You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
In the mood for a freshly roasted cup of coffee? www.offtherailscoffeeroasters.com.
M&J Video Games and Collectibles. Sport and non-sport cards, wrestling items, autographed items. We buy, sell, and trade. M&J Video Games and Collectibles, located at 1049 Queen Street, Southington, Connecticut. Call us at 1-860-479-9223 or 860-93-GAMES. M&J, Video Games and Collectibles.
The Monty and the Pharaoh Show is brought to you by...
Because wine is your second favorite four-letter word. California wine, New York attitude, good fucking wine.
Yeah.
Training, and once you explain that, can you do pretty much the same thing that the Hogan did? Kind of explain what got you into the business and who helped you to get started in there. But I'm interested to know myself, you know, how in the hell you get to look like that? You jack, bro.
Man, this is coming from somebody who's twice my size. Man, I'm trying to get like you, brother, man. You see those arms right there?
Well, all you gotta do is get fat, bald-headed, black, and ugly. You look just like me.
Well, I'm halfway there.
Monty and the Pharaoh, number one wrestling podcast here. When it comes to podcasts, they are the queen, the crown. Yeah, dig it. Heartless man.
We don't need him around.
Testing 1, 2, 3, yeah, looking right into the video scope, yeah, it's Monday, yeah, and Monty and the Pharaoh Macho Man Days coming at you. It's not actually Monday right now, this is not live, it's actually Friday about 8 o'clock, and figured that I'll do the thing and get it done, yeah. So, let's jump right into it. First of all, I want to say get well to my manager and my social media guy, Dennis. You all know who Dennis is. He was on last week's episode doing a little, you know, back and forth with the questions. Sometimes it's easier to have somebody asking questions and having a conversation. It's kind of like having somebody doing commentary on their own, man. It's kind of hard without somebody to bounce back and forth with, but I'm going to do my best because Dennis is under the weather and he's not able to be here doing the thing that we were doing last week. So I'm going to do it on my own like I did originally. So there are topics to talk about, and I want to talk about all this talk, man, all this talk and controversy going on surrounding the Royal Rumble, and I like it. Yeah, there's a lot of talk, and there's a lot of, there's a buzz going on, yeah. And I'm ready to make some predictions. I'm ready to make some outlandish remarks about what I think is happening. So, unfortunately, I can't get any questions from you guys or interact with you guys, but yeah, I'm going to do my best to explain what I think is happening, what I want to happen, and some predictions that that may happen, may not. But in situations like this, my background in wrestling as a fan could sometimes predict what they're going to do. Sometimes I predict what they should do, and then they never do it because, let's face it, it is WWE, and they always say that they give the fans what they want, and then they do the opposite of what they want. Yeah, because Mr. McMahon is a little bit of an ego, yeah, and he doesn't want to admit that he's going to listen to them. He's got to make his own decisions and then flop and then say, okay, yeah, now my decision is to do this, when meanwhile, that was what the fans wanted all along. I know the way he thinks. Uh-huh. Yeah, even though I'm not a millionaire or a billionaire, but I still know the way he thinks. I just have to apply it in order to become rich and successful the way he has. Don't worry, I'm on it. I'm making moves. My throat is a little hoarse. Probably from doing this stuff. As you guys know, I don't really speak this way. I actually have a very nice voice that I'm probably destroying by doing the thing, but that's all right because I'm good at it. But anyway, back to the matter at hand. Back to the Royal Rumble. Yeah, first of all, Johnny Knoxville being in the Royal Rumble. Out of here. Don't want that. Don't want to see him. There's a bunch of spots that are available. And I'm sure that there's a lot of guys in the back that aren't in the Battle Royal and the Royal Rumble. And they're wasting one spot by letting this guy in. I like Johnny Knoxville. I like what he's done. I enjoy the Jackass movies and everything. And I guess that's what they're promoting. Because, you know, Vince doesn't just do things without it making money in his pocket. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm sure that he's getting a couple dollars for getting Johnny Knoxville as a part of this thing to promote. I think they're doing another Jackass movie or something like that. I don't know. Seen Johnny Knoxville. I don't know if he dyed his hair or he just got old overnight. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you forget that those Jackass movies were, you know, a long time ago. Just like, you know, just like WWE, you see some of the guys and you're like, man, you know, but then you realize it's like been 20 years. But anyway, he looks a little bit like Doc Brown from Back to the Future. He's got this white hair and, yeah, whatever. But, you know, as far as bringing him in, man, to me, you know, if you're going to bring in anybody from the outside, it's got to make sense, man. You know what I mean? Like, wasn't a big fan, definitely wasn't a big fan of the David Arquette thing. That pretty much was the beginning of ruining wrestling. You know, the Mr. T thing in WrestleMania made sense to me, you know. They wanted mainstream attention. They had Mr. T. He was a big star on the A-Team at the time. And, you know, that's how you do it. You bring Cyndi Lauper in, you bring mainstream people in, it all made sense. You know what I'm saying? Which, by the way, Cyndi Lauper not being in the Hall of Fame celebrity wing is complete bullshit. I'm going to start a petition on that. Not that I'm a huge Cyndi Lauper fan. She's cool. I dig her. I think she's kind of hot in a way. And I do like her music. But the thing is, man, she was a part of the first WrestleMania. The whole rock and wrestling thing, that wouldn't have happened without her. Why is she not in the Hall of Fame? Does anybody have an answer? I'd like to know. Now, I get off topic a little bit, man. I'm a little ADD and a little OCD, and I'm down with OPP. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, back to the Royal Rumble. Okay, Johnny Knoxville out. Don't want to see him. Don't care. Yeah, but let's see. Who do I think might be in the Battle Royal? They call it the Battle Royal. The Royal Rumble. I believe that, okay, there's a chance that X-Pac, I think that would be a great surprise. The only thing is, I would believe that more, because, you know, he's been talking about he's cleared by doctors and he looks great and he's, you know, ready to do some stuff. And that's cool, man, because he's always been a hell of a wrestler. You know, again, one of my favorite matches is him versus Bret Hart on an episode of Monday Night Raw way back in the day. One of my favorite matches. And I'd like to see him as a surprise entrant. That would be pretty cool. But being that that's Triple H's boy, and they seem to be going after all of Triple H's boys, which I'll get into that too, because that's part of this discussion. I didn't write nothing down, so, you know, I'll probably forget some stuff, and I'll probably bring up some stuff that I didn't originally have in my mind. But I'd like to see X-Pac. Don't know if it's going to happen, only because of him being, you know, a buddy with Triple H. They got rid of all of Triple H's buddies. They got rid of the Road Dogg. They got rid of Regal. They got rid of, you know, I don't know if they got rid of Triple H himself. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm thinking that there might be trouble internally that, you know, him and Stephanie might be having some marital issues or something. Now, I'm not spreading rumors. This is all speculation. But, you know, you don't hear a whole lot from those two. And, you know, there might be some trouble in paradise where they're punishing Triple H. You know, they took NXT away from him. I don't know, man. It seems like, you know, then he had that heart attack, which, you know, of course, they're not saying it was a heart attack. They're saying it was some, you know, genetic, heart situation. However they wanted to word it, it was a heart attack. Maybe they're worried. Maybe he was under too much stress. Maybe they had to take, you know, a little bit of pressure off of him. I don't know what the deal is, but something, there's something related here with, you know, that they fired all of his boys. I'm just, you know, thinking, like, you haven't heard much from Triple H, and then they go and they fire all of his friends, and you just got to think that there's something connected there. And I'm thinking it's got to be something, you know, personal, not necessarily something business-wise, because, you know, Vince doesn't really, you know, fire people or punish people for anything that's, you know, personal. If he's got a personal issue, you know, normally, I mean, look at the people that he's brought back, you know, that he despised. If they can make him money, you know, so I'd be really surprised if, you know, if they got rid of, or, you know, if they got a problem with Triple H and that's how they're punishing them, you know, if it was something, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking we're going to hear something down the road, something about, Triple H and Stephanie and, just like you know, I don't watch the program, so I may be missing something, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't know if Triple H has been, you know, seen or heard from, you know what I mean? I just go by what I see when I'm scrolling along. You know, I get all my information from, like, Facebook, you know what I mean? And I'll see, you know, the dirt sheets or whatever like that. But I haven't seen anything about Triple H or Stephanie. And, you know, then another thing that makes me think that I'm right is that all this talk about Vince selling WWE, again, you don't know what's true and what's not true, but they've been talking about it for a while. They've been saying now that they're not, you know, he doesn't have plans to leave it to Triple H and Stephanie like that was the original plan, I believe. You know, that's what everybody believed. Sounds like a good plan, keeping it in the family. And now all of a sudden, you hear Vince talking about grooming, what's his name? That other, not Tony Khan, the other Khan. The Khan artist, yeah. That they're looking to kind of hand it over to him. And then there's talk about The Rock going in as partners with him, because apparently they've been friends for a really long time and they know each other and they've done business together. So that'd be pretty interesting too. You know, only if The Rock had a hand in it, and could like, make the big decisions that this dude, what's his name? I'm just going to call him Khan, Killer Khan. Cause he's killing the business. He's killing WWE. I can tell you that. But he's made some stupid decisions, I think, you know what I mean? Ain't no businessman, but just from a fan standpoint and somebody that knows the business, I think that, you know, some of the firings that he's done, you know, because that was all up to him, not all up to him, but, you know, he has a large, you know, say in what's happening because Vince kind of, you know, gave him. I think that this guy, you know, they definitely took that position away from Triple H as far as that COO, whatever it was that he, you know, and talent relations or whatever. I don't know what his position is, man. I don't know if he's got a job. But, you know, if The Rock and Khan do buy the company, I think that might even be a better, you know, and only because of The Rock. That might even be, well, I don't know about better, but, you know, with The Rock involved, I think it could survive without The Rock and just this Khan guy with a bunch of other guys that don't know nothing about the wrestling business. I don't think that's good for WWE. And I think that there's talk about selling it to, you know, Disney or selling it to, you know, Fox or selling it to, you know, whatever. I don't know what's going on with Vince. I don't know if financially, you know, they are capable of keeping some things quiet. Excuse me. I believe. I think that, you know, if there are any health issues with Vince or with Triple H, they could keep that stuff quiet. You know, not everything leaks out, but, you know, who they're going to sell to, if they really are selling, whatever. You know, I don't know. I hope they don't just sell it to, you know, like Disney or something, or, you know, I'd like to see them, keep it, you know, keep it within wrestling. Cause right now it's almost like it's not even the wrestling business. It's just business. You know what I mean? It's just an entertainment company. Just like, you know, WWE Films, it's like, this is WWE TV. It's not even like wrestling anymore. You know what I mean? Sure as hell isn't wrestling, you know, when you watch it, you know, I always watch the old stuff. Everybody knows that I'm an old school guy, obviously, you know, and I watch the stuff from the 90s and, you know, the 80s and everything, man. And I'm telling you, it's like, I love watching it, but at the same time, it makes me sad because that's gone. You know what I mean? That type of wrestling is gone. But back to the matter at hand, the Battle Royal. Now, here's the real interesting thing about the Battle Royal, the Women's Battle Royal. This is what the buzz is about, that Mickie James is going to be in the Battle Royal. And that they even mentioned that she's the Impact Women's Champion. And that's opening up that forbidden door. That's what they've been talking about, the forbidden door. You keep hearing them say that. And I kind of like it. I like the way that, you know, AEW and Impact try to come together. And they did. They did some stuff along with the promotion in Japan. And I liked that they were, you know, kind of coming together, you know what I mean? Instead of like, you know, the territory days, man, that's long gone. Why not come together and really give the fans what they want to see? You know, an AEW guy versus a WWE guy or Impact guy. And I think that, you know, that's the best thing that they could do right now. And I think everybody's on board. And I don't know that, you know, WWE, they're saying that that there's been talk, you know, with AEW and with Impact. And, you know, that's why this forbidden door is being kicked down. That there was meetings with Bruce Pritchard and Tony Khan and, you know, and Impact also. That obviously there's something going on with Impact. And here's some rumors that I'm ready to, you know, or some speculation. Now, I think that if that is, in fact, what they're doing, and it's not just part of, like, a storyline idea, obviously it really can't be. I mean, if you're, uh-oh, there's going to be a pause right here. Yeah. Yeah. I don't live in the hood, but it sounds like somebody's getting murdered out there. I don't know what's happening. Buddy, go check it out. See what's happening. Yeah. That's the problem when I do the podcast from my home studio here. You like my microphone? Is this thing on? It's fake. Shh, don't tell nobody. I forgot to put on my fake headset, though, to make it look official. Next time. And they're saying there's a lot of, they kind of like ruined the part about the Royal Rumble that I like is all the surprises, man. That's what I like. And they've already mentioned a lot of the women surprises, you know. Some of those would have been, you know, pretty cool to see. But, man. Sorry. I apologize. Yeah, there's some people that don't know how to talk like they're outside, but they should be using their inside voice. Yeah. Kids, they're going to play right outside my door and get me to my boiling point. Yeah. All right. Next time I do the podcast on location, man. Can't do it like this. All right, anyway, I think that the reason why they're letting some of the secrets out is because there's bigger secrets, you know what I mean? They're going to get your mind, you know, off some of the secret entrants, and then when they bring in some of the really big ones, you'll still be, like, really surprised, you know what I mean? Almost like you think that all the surprises are, you know, given away. But I believe that there's going to be a lot of forbidden doors kicked in. And I think that you're going to see a lot of people from AEW and from Impact. And that's going to be the real surprise. I think you might see, what if you saw Chris Jericho? You know, they're talking about that. What if you saw Chris Jericho in the Battle Royal, in the Jesus. Yeah, man, I'm about to lose my mind. Yeah. Not happy with all that noise out there. Yeah, we'll get to my boiling point. You just might see it. It's not pretty. Everything good now? Everything quiet? All right. Now, you know, what if they brought in people from AEW? What if they brought in people from Impact? What if they brought in some of the people that were working for Ring of Honor that are, you know, kind of out there, you know, without a home? You know what I mean? I think that could happen. Now, here's another thing that I'm thinking. All of the releases over the past few months, all of, you know, the big releases that you would, you know, that you're saying, like, now, that doesn't make any sense. You know, budget cuts, this and that. They just let go of somebody who, you know, who's like people go to see, man. You know what I mean? Like a draw, you know what I mean? Merchandise, and, you know, they put asses in seats, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, Braun Strowman is out out of nowhere, just like that. Bray Wyatt, you know, there's a bunch of them that all of a sudden out of nowhere, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, that's got to be a rib, man. Why? How are they getting rid of that person? You know, when they got this guy over here and he's not doing nothing and nobody cares about him. Nobody even, you know, knows he's still there or whatever, man. But here's what I'm thinking, man, that there's some reason for that. And I'm thinking that they're not really released, that these guys signed a contract with Impact or with AEW. They kept it quiet so that when the Royal Rumble happens and they bring in these surprises, that they're not really not employed by WWE. You know what I mean? Basically, what I'm saying is I think that that AEW and WWE and Impact and maybe Japan and, you know, and maybe Ring of Honor, man, I would love to see all of them actually come together. And this way it's like you think that Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt were released, but all the, you know, they were really just kind of maybe they did sign with the other companies, but Vince actually is like, I don't want to say part owner, you know what I mean? Because that's a little far-fetched that that Vince, you know, owns his competition. But then again, you never know. I think that kind of stuff might be hard to keep quiet. But I think one of the biggest works ever that they were able to keep quiet, even to this day, I mean, there's speculation, and some of you are going to get real mad at me about this, but at first, I thought, no way, but now hearing some things and going back and watching some things that I believe that the Montreal Screwjob was a work. Yeah, that's right. There's going to be a lot of people right now going, what? That's right. Because, you know, I'm no psychology major, but I'm pretty good at reading people and reading situations, and there's just a lot of things that that happened at that particular time that that there's no way that could have happened. There's things that there's no way that would have happened. And I'll give you some examples, and then you could, you know, maybe that'll change your mind, because these are things that I thought about that changed my mind. This is the things that I think about instead of getting things done. But for example, here you go, right? The whole story, first of all, they had extra cameras there. They were shooting Bret Hart's Wrestling with Shadows or whatever it was called, right? I mean, so they were able to catch things that WWE cameras, you know, didn't catch or whatever. And, you know, WWE would have to give the okay for that camera crew to show some of the backstage stuff that, you know, when they were back, you know, in the dressing room or whatever, you know. and everything except for the actual punch that supposedly happened, that wasn't seen. Everything else was seen. That wasn't seen. Now, the story goes is that Vince says that he let him hit him, and then Brett says that he warned him that he's going to hit him if he's still there when he gets out of the shower. And, but here's the deal, man. You know, they're saying that Bret Hart gave him an uppercut and knocked him off of his feet and on his ass and knocked him out with one uppercut. How do you give somebody an uppercut, but then they have a black eye? And he had a black eye immediately right after when they showed Vince walking down the hallway, and he's like, you know, he's got a camera right in his face. Don't you think that they would, you know, he would say, get that camera out of here, or Shane or somebody, you know what I mean, that was walking with them. And Vince is not the greatest actor, okay? He's kind of like a goofy actor. And the way he was walking, playing injured, he doesn't necessarily sell very well, okay? So just all of that, man. And then, you know, technically he could have pressed charges. Not that he needed Brett's money, but if he really wanted to screw him, you know, things would have went differently. If that was a complete shoot, things would have went a lot different. And you don't get a black eye from an uppercut. It doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen immediately. You might have it the next day or, you know, the following day, and not from getting hit in the jaw. If you get hit in the nose, both of your eyes, you'll get black eyes underneath, you know, because it swells that way. And, it, you know, you don't get a bruise under your eye even from getting hit in the eye. You'll get split open if you're hit here. But for him to have no, he got an uppercut, right? Didn't break his jaw, didn't break his teeth. He wasn't holding his face like this, you know, during the interview. I've gotten hit in the jaw before, man, and it's hard to talk the next day. You're, you know, it's swollen, you know. So that whole thing, man, you know what I mean? Based just on that. And then, you know, seeing the way that, you know, those cameras caught Sean and Brett in the same locker room right after it happened. And he's asking Sean kind of calmly, you know, were you in on this, whatever? And Shawn Michaels lies to him and says, no, you know, Triple H, says no, you know what I mean? His wife was asking, I don't know if his wife knew about it because she seemed legit hot. Like she is either a better actor, than Vince, or she wasn't in on it. I don't think anybody was in on it except for the people that needed to be in on it. I think, and they had to do it that way. I mean, even guys like, you know, even The Undertaker, you know, was kept in the dark about it. I think the only people that knew anything was Vince and Shawn and Triple H, Gerald Briscoe. Only those that were immediately involved. Earl Hebner definitely didn't know nothing. Except for what was gonna happen, but you know, he thought it was like legit. I don't know, go back and watch, man. Go back and watch, you know, if somebody was really like if somebody screwed you the way that that Brett got screwed, I think that your anger would be like a lot more visible. You know what I mean? He was walking back, you know, through the curtain or whatever. And he waves to his fans, you know, he knew that he was not going to be seen again. So he waves to his fans. But like, if you're really pissed, man, you're not going to be thinking about, you know, you're not mad at the fans, but you're pissed, you know? And then he goes to his locker room and he's all calm and he's talking to Sean about, you know, did you know about this or whatever? I mean, I would picture him kicking down doors and, you know, you know, going after Sean, beating the shit out of him. You know, of course, you know that you just got fucked over. And of course, you know that Sean knew about it, you know, because he knew that Sean was, you know, Vince's, you know, boy toy. But, yeah, so kind of got off topic of the Battle Royal, but or the Royal Rumble, whatever. We're going to bounce right back to it, man, because I'm all over the place. Yeah, all ADD, yeah. OCD, one cool dude. That's what they tell me. So, what other surprises in the Royal Rumble? I definitely think you're going to see some surprise, you know, that forbidden door. But the problem with that is that there's going to be a lot of guys that are there and girls, because they're bringing in all these girls that, you know, the Bella twins and whatever. I mean, didn't they retire? Ah, man, I don't want to see them. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't like them from, you know, from the beginning. They got put in the Hall of Fame. Explain that. I have no idea. Well, I could explain it. I know, you know, that you know, John Cena might have had something to do with that. But who else they got? Which the women that are... what's her name? Undertaker's wife, you know, she has, you know, she's done with wrestling, but they, you know, of course they throw her in. So I want to see it. I actually do want to watch the Royal Rumble, and I think that I am going to watch the Royal Rumble at a viewing party at the Nerd Bar here in Vegas. If I have any Vegas listeners, you know the place downtown, and the owner's real cool. I know him. I've done events there. They did a big wrestling, like, meet and greet thing there, SummerSlam weekend. And I was there, you know, they gave me a table and let me do my thing. And, you know, it was pretty, the guy likes me, you know what I mean? So I sent a message, that I want to host the party, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even as, like, a gig, not even, like, you know, a paid gig, man. Just, like, you know, advertise the viewing party hosted by Macho Man. And, you know, that gives me publicity. That gives me, beyond all the ads for the pay-per-view viewing party. And that's cool, man, because then maybe people will come by, you know, because they want to see me and they want to watch the, you know, it just kind of adds to it, man. I'll take pictures with people or whatever, you know what I mean? Just kind of like, you know, I figure if I'm going to be there watching the thing, I might as well come down and gimmick and, you know, give the fans of the Royal Rumble a little something extra, you know what I mean? So, and if they want to buy some of my merch, that's okay, too. It's all good, man, but I am interested in watching the Royal Rumble, and if you guys know me at all, you know that I don't watch wrestling too often, especially WWE, but I do want to see the surprises. I do want to see what happens with the Forbidden Doors, and there's a lot of other, you know, the other matches on there, The Miz and Maryse and Edge and Beth Phoenix. I want to see that, man. I haven't seen Beth in the ring in a long time. We were down at OVW together. She was amazing down there. She was amazing when they brought her up to the main roster. She was like, she reminded me of Chyna, man. She stood out. You know, she was strong and, you know, she was awesome, man. She was different for, especially at that time, what they were doing, you know. She was a, you know, strong but beautiful, you know, type of somebody that, you know, the female fans could kind of like idolize, you know what I mean? Because she was no joke. There's a lot of other females that I wouldn't mind, you know, seeing, in the Battle Royal, you know, in the Royal Rumble. I mean, some of them I could do without. I'm trying to think, like Kelly, they're bringing her in for it. And, I don't know. I don't know if they're bringing, I don't know if Trish is going to be there, but that would be pretty cool. I'd like to see Gail Kim. Don't think that's going to happen, though. But you never know what's going to happen. That's the thing, man. That's why I want to see it. You know, it's been a long time since I've said that I'm, you know, looking forward to seeing any wrestling, you know what I mean? Usually I just kind of, you know, like when I knew that Punk was, you know, coming back and he was, you know, his debut at AEW, man, I didn't tune in. I'm like, you know what, I'll catch it on, you know, YouTube or whatever, you know, but this is something that I don't know what other matches are on the card. Probably a few that I don't care about, probably a few guys and girls that I don't even know. Cause I'll see, you know, people advertising. I'm like, I don't even know that name, man. They don't look familiar to me. And, you know, and then what did they do? The tag team champions, Otis and, that, Gable guy. I don't know where that team came from. It's a weird combination. I don't know what their gimmick is or what their deal is, but they're tag team champions. I don't know if it's Raw or SmackDown. I don't know. But I'm sure that there's a match. Because the Royal Rumble is both Raw and SmackDown, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm sure there's going to be tag matches, and I don't know who the Intercontinental Champion is, but I'm sure that there'll be a match. I'll have to do some investigating and find out what else is on the card, but I am looking forward to it. I am hoping that I get to host it, because that would just be pretty cool. I want to show up at places and just kind of like, you know, be an attraction, even if it's not a... and this doesn't mean that I'm going to do things for free and not get paid, but, you know, the nutrition store that I used to work at, that I know everybody and, you know, I support, that's where I get all my stuff from. And, they're having like this huge sale, this big, monster sale. And they've done these before and it brings in a ton of people. They do, like, sometimes they have, like, a DJ outside if it's nice, you know. Yeah, Mach is going to show up, man. And I'm just going to hang out, you know. I don't have a table. I don't have my merchandise, nothing like that. I'm just going to come and I'm going to do some shopping and I'm just going to be in gimmick. I'll wear their logo, their shirt, you know. I have... you know, VDN shirts or whatever like that. I'll do up the fringe and the bandana and match everything. And, you know, only like the way that Mach can. And people will take pictures with me. And, you know, I'll say, here's my card. You know, follow me on social media. Go on YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Because that's where everything's going to be. Doing things like that. I'll get some footage of it myself and I'll put it up, because you never know what'll happen. Could be interesting. What else did I want to talk about? Man, I'm just jumping all over the place, aren't I? Well, as long as I'm plugging, don't forget to go to TeePublic and type in Macho Man, and there are shirts. There are mugs, there are, I don't even know what's on there, because again, my boy, my manager, my guy, my team leader, he designed everything, man. I just say, you know, you do whatever you do, man. I don't even know the merchandise that's on there. He, you know, designed it and put it out there, and, you know, there's, you order from the site itself or whatever, and, you know, they ship it out, and you know, he's the one that knew all about that stuff, man. He's pretty awesome, man. So I hope that you guys, you know, give him a shout out. Most of you guys, I'm sure, know who he is. So when you watch this, hopefully he'll be feeling better by Monday. Like I said, it's Friday right now. And I haven't spoken to him. I sent him a message, you know, just saying, I hope you're feeling better. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that he's doing well. And where was I? TeePublic. Right. We're also working on my website, or I should say he's working on my website, so that'll be like a one-stop thing. You know what I'm saying? All of my social media links will be there. The link to the Macho Man Days will be there. Merchandise. It'll be so easy because all you'll have to do is go to the website and it'll bring you everywhere else. You know, instead of trying to remember what the YouTube channel is and what the Instagram is and this and that. So it'll be easy for me because then I could just say, go there, boom, you know, whatever you need, go there. You could even contact me on there. You could, you know, order up whatever, the personalized videos. You don't have to go through Cameo. I'm on Cameo. I'm on celebrity, what do they call it? Celeb video message. Celeb VM is another one, just like Cameo. And I'm on there. But if you wanted to contact me right now, and, you know, on Facebook or wherever, you know, and say, hey, Mach, can you do a video for me? You know, a personalized happy birthday or whatever. You know, we could do it that way too. So there's all kinds of ways that you can be a part of the madness, be a part of the Mach World Order. Video messages and audio messages and, you know, you name it. I'll call your boss and tell him you quit. I'll call your boyfriend up on the phone and I'll tell him that, you want to dump him for me. Whatever you want to do. I could take you through virtual workouts. You know, Mach knows a thing or two. Yeah. And, could write you up a nutrition plan, and you know, I could help you out with all that stuff. I'm also very experienced in the wrestling business, and if there's any kid out there that thinks he knows everything, believe me, you don't, because even I don't, and I was doing it for like 15 years. But the things that I have learned, I provide a mentorship program that I could teach you the things that you don't have to make mistakes in order to learn them. I will teach you before you make those mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes could be more of a mistake than you think. A little tiny thing, man, could ruin your chances of making wrestling your career. Little tiny things that you would have no idea. But I know, because I've done them, and wish that I didn't. But I had to learn that way, because nobody was telling me until afterwards, you know what I mean? Yeah, Mach is more than just entertainment. You know, there's a lot of things that I can, I'm like a motivational speaker, you know what I mean? You know, I send the good vibes, and, you know, I've done my podcast, which I'll mention too, the Mach Cast, which is on every Thursday. Check your local listings. That's on Facebook. I mean, I'm sorry, on YouTube. Everything's going to be on YouTube, man. If you notice, I don't do the Facebook Live anymore, because when I do go live, it's going to be elsewhere. It's going to be on YouTube, you know. I might, from time to time, put up a video on Facebook, or maybe even do a quick live just to remind those that for whatever reason have not subscribed. I don't understand the reason why that would be, but some of you are guilty. Yes, you are. Yeah, you call yourself a fan, but then you won't even subscribe. You'll like things, but you won't subscribe and you won't share, man. Think of that. Right there, man, that shows me the loyalty, yeah. So all you gotta do is subscribe and share. SS, no problem. just do the thing, you know? Follow me on the other social media, on my Instagram, on my Twitter. It's all under Macho Man, MOTCHOMANN. Macho Man, you put that in and I'll show up. You know, I'll show up. I'll be knocking on your door. So I'm easy to find, man. You know, in today's day and age, it's a popularity contest, man. And I need to be popular on social media. You know, I haven't even begun with the whole TikTok thing. But apparently, I got to make some dumb videos on there. You know, I guess with that one, it's like the more you show your ass, the more popular you get. So I'm not going to do that. Because I don't think that that would make me very popular if I had myself a, you know, lady friend. You know, would I go that low into, you know, use her to, not use her, but, you know, have her volunteer to help me out to get a little bit of extra viewers? Yeah, I would. Of course, you know, she'd have to be cool with it, but I'm sure that the guys out there would be cool with it, too. That gives me an idea. I might have to actually hire somebody. You know what I'm saying? Book somebody. Find me an actress or a model. I live in Vegas. They ain't too hard to find. I'm still looking for Elizabeth, man. Still looking for an Elizabeth lookalike. Here in this town, it's easy to find somebody that like fits like a Gorgeous George, hey George. You know, because here in Vegas, you know, the blonde hair and the, you know, but Elizabeth was like a different type, you know. But I'm hoping that I want to do appearances with Gorgeous George. We've spoken about it. I want to do some things with Team Madness. I've met, you know, and I got pictures with the two of them. We were missing Molly Holly, but I think is she going to be in the Royal Rumble? I think she was one of the surprises. That's not a surprise, but that's pretty cool because she hasn't been in wrestling in a while and she's amazing in the ring. Yeah, I would actually like to do like a Team Madness thing. I would really like to have, you know, all, you know, three girls and have Sid. That would be... Even if we weren't all doing it together, but if we were at like a convention together and we could do a video or take pictures or something like that and, you know, and reunite that whole faction, man, that would be pretty cool. That's something that I'm like hoping for at some point in the future that we get to bring Team Madness. Of course, I'd be the only one that's not real. So then they'd be like, oh, wait, is that really Sid? No, it's another guy that's 6'10", you know? But, yeah, that would be pretty cool, man. Or we can all do it together. That'd be pretty cool, too. The idea's out there, you know, some, there's, you know, some vendor out there that's going to want to bring us all in for the meet and greet and, I think it's pretty cool. So I'm thinking that fans will think it's pretty cool too. So another segue right into a plug right there. There's a lot of conventions coming up, man. I see them all on my Facebook feed because I've liked all of the big ones that are, you know, the big event and the, you know, there's so many of them. And a lot of them are on the East Coast. There's some that are here. There's a Fanboy Expo that I'm going to go to. And, you know, since it's here, I might purchase the table myself and hope to make it back in my merch sales. But since I don't have to travel, you know, there's it is not like, you know, I'm not going to pay for a flight and a hotel and a rental car and a table, and then, you know, fly to somewhere, you know, on the East Coast or something, and not make any money, except for, you know, not at least not make my money back. It's a lot of money to spend right there. And I know what you're thinking, that Mach is a big star, yeah, so he'll make his money back in photos and stuff, but, yeah, I'm modest, so I'm not that big of a star. Not yet, but I will be, and it's going to take all of you to like my stuff and to share it. Remember, to subscribe and to share. Yeah, get that right through your head, man. The two S's, subscribe and share. You know, with a like and a follow in there, too. So I'm hoping that if you guys, you know, I'm not asking you guys to, you know, join a fan club or something like that. It doesn't cost nothing, man. And if you're watching this right now, then you are a fan of Mach. So why wouldn't you want to subscribe? You subscribe to the Monty and the Pharaoh show. You know what I'm saying? You're watching right now. So what's stopping you from checking out, subscribing to the Mochcast or, the YouTube channel where the Mochcast is viewed? You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. It's all fun. It's all entertaining, man. You gotta do the thing. Gotta do the thing, man. You gotta help me out. Cause when you help me out, then it helps the whole, Mach industry, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if you guys know this, but I don't take this like a joke, man. You know, I'm very serious about being the number one, you know, the only, not the number one, but the only macho man impersonator, past, present, future, you know what I mean? That nobody can do what I do. I'm still trying to perfect it every day, man. I watch stuff and I listen real close to the voice and the mannerisms and everything, man. And I don't feel like I'm perfect yet. You know what I'm saying? There's things that I'm, you know, I want to perfect it, man. I got the wardrobe. I got the, you know, I got the whole package. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if there's anything that I notice that isn't right or that could be better, I work on it, you know, because this is what I want to do, man. I'm taking this real serious. I want my, you know, my main source of income to, you know, come from doing something Mach-related, man. You know, this is my business. I treat this like it's my own business, and it is. It's my brand. It's my business, man, you know. This is what I'm good at, so I found a way to monetize it. You know what I mean? Wrestling was done. You know, it wasn't fun anymore, and I was getting old and beat up, and, you know, no major company was interested in me. And I said, well, then I got to find something else now. And I said, well, what am I good at? And this is what I'm good at. So I'm going to take this, and I'm going to run with it, man. And I'm going to do everything that I could think of to entertain the fans of Macho Man. And that's a blessing in itself that I'm able to do this and, you know, keep his memory alive and entertain his fans. Because that's what they are. They're his fans, man. So I appreciate you guys watching. Mach, I'm sure, the real Mach. I'm sure that, you know, Lanny knows who I am. I'm sure he appreciates, my fine job that what I do. And, you know, he liked Jay Lethal and worked with him in TNA. They, you know, they did a thing together, and, I'm hoping that somewhere down the line that, Lanny will want to do something, you know, he's all the way in Ecuador now, but, you know, some type of a virtual type of deal or something, man. That would be pretty cool. So I get a lot of ideas, you know what I'm saying? This right here ain't just a place to put a wig and a bandana on, you know what I'm saying? There's actually something going on in there. Sometimes. Most of the time. Some of the time. But, you know, man, I'm going all the way with it, man. I think I'm going to let my hair grow out again, so I'm not going to have to wear a wig. And I could be the real deal, man. I've been going out in public more, you know, as much to get comfortable with it. And for the most part, I am, man. There's only, you know, going to the gym is the only thing that I feel weird about, you know, people seeing me like this for some reason. But I just got to get out of my own way, man. You know what I mean? Get out of my comfort zone, get out of my own way, and I'll be able to take this thing a lot further, because that's what's stopping me from doing, you know, a couple of the things, a couple of the ideas that I have, you know what I mean? Where I'm too worried about what people, you know, might think, or just things that I'm uncomfortable with, places that, you know, to go or whatever. So, you know, here's the motivational speaker part, man. Get out of your own way. Hey, what's happening here, man? You're interrupting this very important part. We're closing it down. We're closed. We're going into the end here. We're going into the finish, the go home, and you guys are making noise. Don't look at me like that. Man, this dog's trying to be macho with me. But, yeah, gotta stop procrastinating. Pretty much I made these New Year's resolutions and, you know, this New Year, New Me didn't really happen, man. You know, it doesn't happen like that. You don't wake up overnight and become the person that you want to be. You got to work at it, and I'm trying. And, you know, I'm trying and I'm failing at some of the things, but every day is a new day, and you get up and you, you know, you try again. And, you know, you fall off, man. It happens. The important thing is you don't beat yourself up about it. There was days that I didn't make it to the gym. Okay, no big deal. So I took a day off. Hopefully, you know, I tried to do something productive instead of doing nothing. You know what I mean? Do something else. Okay, so I didn't go to the gym, but I cleaned my apartment, you know, because I didn't go to the gym. At least I feel like I did something. And then you make up for that workout that you missed. You know what I mean? I work out, I try to go 7 days, but if I do go 7 days, then I do like extra stuff. I get all my workouts in 5 days, because what I do is one body part a day. That's what, you know, some people like to do two body parts. I just always found if I focus on one and I do about, 45 minutes to an hour on each body part, on, you know, on those designated days. Of course, you know, chest is national, Mondays is National Chest Day. Just ask Robert Frank. If you guys don't know who Robert Frank is, go check him out, because he's a funny dude. You guys know who he is. And if not, I think his, I don't remember his handle, but it's Robert Frank. There's a number after it. I don't know. Look up Robert Frank, man. Funny dude. And he does a Macho Man impression. You know, not like me, but he's a wrestling fan. So he's a cool dude. That's my workout thing that I do. You know what I mean? So it's like, let's say that I do, as long as if I get in 5 days, I'm happy, because that means that I got in all of my body parts, you know what I'm saying? Now on the sixth day, if I've already gotten everything in, then what I do is I'll do something extra, you know, I'll work my forearms, or I'll do some abs, or throw in some extra, like lower back, just because it's like, you know, just I'm gonna go, I gotta figure out what to do. Last week I did just my glutes by themselves. I did legs already. I had basically, you know, an extra day. And I'm like, well, can I work? And I just did every glute exercise that I've ever seen hot chicks with nice asses do. and I did them. And I could definitely see why they look the way that they look. My ass was hurting, man. You want to feel some shit that you ain't never felt before. I mean, I don't care how hard you train legs, how much you squat, how much you, you know, whatever, man. Those all hit your glutes secondary. When you put focus on your glutes and do what I did, man, it is like, you know that you worked just your glutes. So I'll do things like that, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll split up legs and I'll do, you know, quads on one day and then the next day do hamstrings, you know? If I know that if I've already completed everything, you know, I'll do extra. So that's my thing. Now you know. Now you know. You didn't ask, but I told you. Sometimes you guys do ask. Sometimes you guys ask about what I eat. That varies, but it's always like, I'm eating about 90% clean. I don't know how many calories. I don't know. I'm just, you know, a lot of grilled chicken and rice, a lot of eggs and oatmeal. That's pretty much it, you know? If you're not giving yourself a whole lot of variety and you're really not enjoying what you're eating anymore, you're on the right track to looking the way that you want to look. If you're enjoying it and you're not sick of eating the same foods every day, then chances are you're not going to get the results you want. You know what I'm saying? With everything, you got to sacrifice. And I'm getting hungry and I'm going to have to eat something right now. So I'm going to wrap this up and I'm going to see you guys next Monday. And, I'm sure that by next Monday, there'll be a lot of new topics to talk about. But what you can do, man, give me some of your input. Give me some questions or, you know, give me some comments or whatever. Send them on into the Monty and the Pharaoh show. And then next week, we could talk about it. We could talk about what we spoke about or what I spoke about this week. You know, regarding the Battle Royal and, you know, the Royal Rumble, and what, you know, my predictions or whatever, you know, tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about the Survivor Series being a work. Tell me whatever you want to tell me, man, and we'll have a discussion about it. See? That's what we do, man. We want to make it interactive, man. So hit up the Monty and the Pharaoh show. Give those questions and comments. You know, they'll get it over to me. And then next week's episode, you might get your question answered or your comment right on the air. And be nice. No trolling. Don't be trying to get on Macha's bad side. Yeah, because that's a place you don't want to be. The danger zone is, not a good place for anybody to ever be. And on that note, I'm going to go eat because Mach is getting hungry and I'll see you guys. How do my dogs know when I'm about to wrap it up? I'm telling you, they look at me right when I'm about to wrap it up. Now I'm going to hold on 1 second. I got to try to trick them. I'm telling you, the reaction, I look over and they're looking at me like, because they've been waiting for my attention. I'm looking at them out of the corner of my eye, but he's watching me. All right. All right. Yep, there they are. They know the deal. They know the deal. But there goes Daisy on the floor by my feet, laying on her back. Yeah, okay, you get some belly rubs. There you go. You get the attention. You guys know Buddy and Daisy. Okay, guys. All right. I'll see you next week. Macho Man Days. Yeah, every Monday, tune in. Every Thursday, tune in to the Machcast on YouTube. Yeah, YouTube is the number one destination for Mach. Oh, man. Yeah, dig it?